Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Hebrews chapter 1, we were talking about the contrast between the glory of the Lord and the sinfulness of man. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
What a contrast. His glory, his person, and our sins. Even our righteousnesses, Isaiah 64:6, are as filthy rags in his sight. So in one sentence, we're taken from the Creator who made the worlds to Calvary. The rest of this verse will tell us that he's not that helpless babe in the manger the world likes, because that baby is non-threatening to their sinful lifestyle. Nor is he the person on the cross of a crucifix. Our God is not left on a cross as a helpless sufferer. That concept is misleading and wrong. God does not leave Jesus on a cross. Hallelujah! He is risen. It is by no less person than this that God has spoken to us in these last days. That is, he has spoken unto us by Jesus Christ. Don't be so foolish as not to listen to him. And he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now let me just insert this. Some folk like to sing that song, Worship His Majesty. Now, and it is a pretty song. I like the sound of the song, but to be quite honest with you, it's pantheistic. As we said earlier, we're to worship Christ, not His Majesty. We might worship Him for His Majesty, and that song would be so much better if we said, Worship Him for His Majesty. But to worship His Majesty is no different than worshiping any other part of His creation, the trees or what have you. And we know God doesn't want us to do that. And then we see here that Christ sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. The seated posture indicates the work is finished. You know, the tabernacle furniture of that Old Testament tabernacle, it didn't include a piece of furniture that we call a chair for the priest to sit in. There was not included a place for the priest to sit down when they were within the tent. Why? Because their work was not finished. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 5 and verse 12, we read this, For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered. Because if the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God. That means all sin for all time, past, present, future. And the word sat implies a solemn, formal act in the Greek. Now, as a pastor, and even as a radio speaker, I never leave with the satisfaction that everything is done and everything was 100%. There are many things accomplished, but there is always so much more to do. We become sons of God because His work is finished. As far as the area of the redemption of our souls. And we receive that work done for us, and it's appropriated to our account. But it is infinitely and utterly impossible for man in this present state to utter the words to fittingly describe the glory of the Christ of God. He paid the ransom, and thereby pardoned me, and has given peace to replace my guilt. Oh, what a Savior. Now, folks, I'm not a poetry writer, but back, I would say at least 30 years ago, maybe more, that God gave me this poem through the study of these first three verses as I was reading through this book of Hebrews, as a matter of fact. And so I want to share it with you. We've made it into a song in our church, and hopefully someday we'll have it published and it can be a song sung in many churches. But I want you to listen to the words of this. And the amazing thing to know this is of God, the extent of my poetry is usually roses are red and violets are blue. And so to start a poem any other way, I was in trouble. But God gave this to me, so I can't even take credit for it. I believe it's strictly from the Lord. No, I'm not talking about inspiration as we talk about the Bible, okay? But I do think this song is from the Lord. It goes like this. All my sins in heaven forever erased. My slate is clean before His face. No more to die to set me free. At the Father's right hand is He. It is finished. Thus Jesus said, He died for me. His blood is shed. His blood is shed. Risen from death to heaven above. Above. Christ's blood applied for all through His great love. When He asked that day, what was my plea? I answered, unworthy of Thee. Then He looked at me face to face and said, You're pardoned by grace and faith. Now I know in heaven Christ intercedes, and every day for me He pleads. He's preparing a place for me. Oh, come soon, my Jesus, my Lord. It is finished. Thus Jesus said, He died for me. His blood He shed. His blood He shed. Risen from death to heaven above, above. Christ's blood applied for you. Christ's blood applied for me. Christ's blood applied for all through His great love. Through His great love. My friend, that precious blood was applied for you. However, it does not go to your account till the day, through repentance and faith, you receive Him. Will you do that right now? You can. God wants to save you right now, even at this very moment. And He'll do it. He says, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. We're also told that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What must you do? Admit that you're a sinner. Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. My friend, He wants to save you. You must be willing to turn from sin. That's what we mean by repent. Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because He's appointed a day in which He'll judge the world. That does not mean that, okay, I've got to get all these bad things out of my life and then I'll come and ask God to save me. It doesn't work that way. But you've got to have a heart that's willing for Him to cleanse you of all your sin and you're willing for him to take sin and self away that he might be all in all in your heart. And believing that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died on the cross for you, that he was buried, and 3 days later he rose up physically, bodily from the grave, you call upon him to save you. That's what we have in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, Christ invites you to call upon him. You're willing for him to cleanse you. You're willing for him to come into your life as your God, as your Lord, as your Savior. And if you're willing for that, would you just right now bow your head and pray? The prayer I'm going to form for you to pray is a prayer that is only words if you don't mean it. But if you're right now, you're wanting to enter into an eternal relationship with God Almighty through the person of Jesus Christ, and you want your sins cleansed from your heart and life, you want to give your life to him, and you want to enter into this relationship that gives you everlasting life in heaven, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for my sins. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? I have a booklet I would like to send to you titled Building Blocks, and this booklet will show you how to grow in your new Christian life. It'll teach you how to study the Bible to get more from it. It will also teach you how to pray, things you ought to pray for. It'll teach you about church and the doctrines of God's Word. We even have a part in there on prophecy. And so we want you to have this absolutely free. Just write and say, Pastor Andy, I would like to have the Building Blocks book. I received Jesus Christ as my Savior. Listening to your broadcast, or you might write and say, Brother Andy, I was already saved, but I want the book, and I will use it to try to disciple another Christian. If you'll do that, then I will certainly send that to you. Well, I see that my time is up now, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Remember the Lamp and Light in your prayers. Write us either through the email or through just the old regular snail mail, but write us as our announcer gets ready to give you our address and our website so that you can email me if you prefer to do it that way. But let us hear from you soon. And friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.